The main focus for the next few months is to update that PEA. And the implications of an updated PEA are quite significant. The original PEA was based upon a base case of $1,800 gold. And we had a 77, 78% internal rate of return based upon $1,800 gold. Substantial. We were quite happy with that.
John Darche, Ken McLeod, Sonora Gold, good afternoon to you, my friends. How are you?
We're doing well, thank you, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. How are you doing, Ken?
I'm doing great, Andy. Thank you for asking.
It's really good to see you both. Let's start out with you, John. And just to all my viewers and listeners, I have been a shareholder. I've been a longtime shareholder, I want to say since October-ish, if you would. I've been very pleased. John, we have had quite the run, not only in all of a lot of, I don't want to say all, a lot of junior gold stocks and the gold price, but also in Sonora Gold. Like to talk to you really specifically right now just about this run-up that we've had as it pertains to you. Do you see this lasting? And how does an investor separate really good investments, good junior national resource stocks from ones that aren't?
A very good question, Andy. And the only thing we can really point to is that look at the price of gold and how it's moving. There are so many factors in play. There's the uncertainty in the economy in the US, say, and in Canada and around the world. There's also the political issues that are becoming greater and greater, whether it's the Middle East or Ukraine or whatever country. So there are a combination of factors where people go to a safe haven. And historically, it's always been gold. Yes, there's a lot of interest in AI and a lot of people investing there and chasing stocks. But at the end of the day, where's the fundamental value? Currencies, not necessarily so. AI, there'll be a few winners as always. But in the end, it gets back to gold. And I think what really makes Sonora different and what would separate, I think, good companies from bad companies is that Sonora has all the qualities that it takes to be successful. Not only does it have the Cerro Caliche project, which we can talk about, we also have a company project called San Marcial, which we've announced that we plan to spin off. Again, we can talk about that. But also, what we do have is a solid shareholder base. And what we see are the shares moving up in a solid way, excellent volumes in Canada, the US, and in Germany, etc. And this upward trend that we see fills us with enthusiasm because at each level, we're establishing a plateau. So when we can trade 1 million, 1.5 million shares at 22 cents or whatever, we're delighted because it means that we're getting more shareholders at a level where we can build up and move forward. Now, what makes a good company is basically the management's involvement in the company, not just in name, but actual physical involvement by way of ownership. In the case of Sonora, as you know, the insiders own about 28% of the company, potentially more. We have loans to the company unsecured of around $5 million, so obviously fully committed. We have an excellent shareholder base that's been established in Europe for decades prior to Sonora Gold. And they continue to follow their interest with us. And what's most pleasing is in the USA, we're getting recognition of Sonora Gold. And I think what they are seeing here is a company that is well-funded in terms of a junior company. We only take what we need from the market. We don't just fill up the treasury every time. But whenever we do a financing, it's always for a specific purpose. And we will continue to be prudent as we move forward. And the other thing I think from an investor's point of view, look at what the objectives of the company are. Is it to go to production? Is it to take it to a stage where it can be taken over? And what's the interest of the management in it? And I would say that, yes, we are keen to go through to production. We see great opportunities. We think we have the skill. We can fund it relatively easily. But also, we're realistic. If we continue to perform as we are, and if gold continues to move up, and I do not see that there is a higher level yet. It's like, how long is a ball of string? I've got no glass ball to look into, but I would suspect that we will over the next 6 months or 12 months, with all the issues that are going on around the world, we're going to see a pretty solid gold market. There's always a retreat, but that then becomes an opportunity. And I think that's the same situation I say with the solar gold. It goes up to 22, it retreats down to 20. There's solid bidding there, then it moves back up again. And it's a long-winded way of answering your question, Andy, but it's to me a
Well, I think that's
combination
the
of
correct way,
everything.
John. Not to interrupt you, but I'm just looking at a chart of for over the past year, and I'm looking up Sonora Gold, and it's had a really good steady rise. It probably, I would say, at a solid 30-degree angle if you go left to right. It's gone up, I don't want to say significantly, but you've had a really good run in the last 6 months, actually. It looks really even. The rise is a lot more dramatic, if you would. But if you look at a longer term chart of a 5 year, if you would, you have a really nice bull shape, if you would, is exactly that's where you're getting a really strong base. That's what I see. So I couldn't agree more with you as far as a chart performance and a price performance here. But I think chart and price are lagging indicators. It's a testament of just really the where you're at in the season and the life of bringing this to a mine, if you would, and where really the gold market is. So you're getting a lot of interest and really in people that want to participate in the gold market here, and good companies. Go ahead. Did you have something to say?
I was just going to say, I think the good thing from our point of view is that we are finally getting recognition, which began in about June, July. There was a major change last October, and we've risen substantially since last October. And that was when the new president came in Mexico. And any fear of there not being any further open pit mines basically started to evaporate. It's taken time for people to get comfortable, and people are always saying, well, why has the mine not been granted? Why is it not granted? It takes time in a government and a change. And we are very comfortable that we're on the right pathway and that the mine will be granted.
Yep. Well, let's talk about that. Let's pivot to you, Ken. Let's talk about the MIA. What is the status on the MIA?
Well, Andy, we've been working very, very closely over the past year with the authorities in Mexico City on getting the approval for the MIA. The big hurdle that everybody faced has been the review of the environmental regulations in Mexico, implementing regulations that are similar, if not identical, to the Canadian environmental regulations for mining. We welcome that. We're part of the process in getting the approval for our MIA, and that with our experience in Canada and other places around the world, it makes it so much easier for us to cooperate with the Mexican authorities to get the MIA approved. There is a general consensus right now that the environmental regulations are in the process of being finalized, and we should be seeing some results from that between now and the end of the year. So I'm quite happy to outline at this point in time that over the next 3 to 4 months, that we have every indication that the MIA will be at a stage where it's achieving final approval. So that'll be the main catalyst for the stock of Sonoro to have an upward trend. We believe that we've been held back for 3 years now while we're waiting for MIA approval. And so when that lid has been removed from the share price, we should start to see some upward momentum, and we're looking forward to that day.
Yeah, about that. I keep on looking over to my left-hand screen because I'm looking at your stock price, a great trend that it is. Last time we talked about getting an updated PEA. Tell me about that. Where are we with that? Is that still on the plans?
Oh, it's very much in the plans, Andy. In fact, it's the main focus for the next few months is to update that PEA. And the implications of an updated PEA are quite significant. The original PEA was based upon a base case of $1,800 gold. And we had a 77, 78% internal rate of return based upon $1,800 gold. Substantial. We were quite happy with that. Now, fast forward to the current gold price of $3,800 approximately, plus or minus. When we do the new PEA, It will have an increase in the gold price as a base case. It'll be possibly close to $3,000. Now, the impact of that is that ore that was previously uneconomic at $1,800, and that's below the 0.2 gram cutoff, will now become economic. So one of the things we'll be looking at and studying very carefully is how much additional gold is to be released from a reduced cutoff grade. And I can't tell you exactly what the final cutoff grade is going to be, but it will have a significant impact on the total resource that will be available for mining and for economic purposes. So we're looking forward to getting that PEA updated, and I would imagine it'll take between now and the end of the year to complete.
So I'm going to talk to all my viewers and listeners here. So that's huge news, guys. And then this is not an endorsement. I am an investor. Sonora Gold is also a sponsor of this. So just want full disclosure on everything. But that is huge. And what really that Ken is meaning, as he stated, is at when you get that done, you can include a lot of more when you get a PEA done. It's not only going to re-rate the stock, which will make it more attractive to funds and institutions. That's big. But what's also big, it's going to show that ore that was not economical to process and to pour or to go to refining now is. Correct me if I'm wrong, Ken.
You are absolutely correct.
Okay, so that is a
Keystone as well.
significant impact on potential earnings and preferential value. Go ahead.
I think it's safe to look at the pros and cons here for a second. The price of gold has more than doubled since we produced the first PEA at $1,800. On the other hand, the cost to produce have increased as well. But I'm happy to state that they certainly have not doubled in price. So
Right.
the margins have increased substantially. And as you can see right now, all of our peers, many of our peers, have had a substantial increase in their share price as a result of the increase in the gold price, which has had a dramatic impact on their bottom line because the profits have increased proportionally. So when we get into production, we will then be measured not by how well we can get the message across through your medium, for example, Andy. It'll be based upon the earnings per share. And that day is, in my opinion, within the next 12 to 24 months.
Yeah. So also I talked to Lobo Tigger here to all my viewers and listeners. Please watch that interview. We cut it or we dropped it late last week. And what we talked about was the Lassonde curve. You want how I look at this Lassonde here curve? And well, Lobo's done. He's really based his career off this. You want early stage, you want deep value in the middle. And then really he said 12 to 18 months going into production. Off camera, he said that's actually even been stretched out further because certain people are starting to jump into starting to game the Lassonde curve of companies going production. I said this in previous interviews, John and Ken, you guys are right there. And I think that's also getting your story out and getting your the great story out. You're in pre-production, but you're going in production. You're right there on the Lassonde curve and people starting to jump in, if you would, to go get the to beat everybody else, if that makes sense. Typically what you can get is a double, if not a 10 bagger. And then again, I am not saying Sonora Gold is going to go to a 10 bagger, but that's anywhere from 2 to 10 times just buying on the end of the Lassonde curve. Ken, let's talk about your other projects here, which is really unlocking even more value for the company. Talk to me about what's the plan for San Marcel. I hope I said that correctly. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You did. San Marcial is correct. And San Marcial has been a sleeper for us for many, many years. It's almost 10 years. We acquired it in 2014, 2015. And it was preceded, the exploration preceded our acquisition of Cerro Caliche. But when Cerro Caliche was acquired, it became imperative that we focus on Cerro Caliche because of economic constraints. We had property payments to make, so we had to really go in there and develop Cerro Caliche in advance of the San Marcial project. Now, San Marcial is as a crow flies, about 35 kilometers southwest of the Cerro Caliche project. But by road, it's about a 2 hour drive from the capital, Hermosillo, and it's close to the San Francisco mine, which is in northern Sonora State as well. So we did a very extensive mapping and surface sampling program back in 2015 into 2016. And then when we acquired the Cerro Caliche project in 2018, we put San Marcial to the side. But it is drill ready. We have excellent targets. There were two old mines from the early 1900s that were operating on the San Marcial site. It's a very, very easy property to operate on because it's the terrain is gently rolling hills. And we've mapped the mineralization essentially throughout the 1,000 hectare area of the concession itself. We also have the opportunity to increase the size of the concession too. So all in all, this is a project that is coming out at the right time. Now, with the idea was that we would always spin it out into its own public company. And to enable us to do so, we incorporated a company called Auronas Gold approximately 2.5, 3 years ago, so that we could then spin the project into Auronas Gold, then go through the steps to eventually apply for listing. So that's the status we're at right now. We will need to go through a very extensive program of shareholder approval, regulatory approval, securing additional financing to list the company on the exchange when the time comes. But we're prepared now to go through the process to achieve that. Now, consider this to be a dividend to the shareholders of Sonoro, because when we spin off San Marcial into the Auronas Gold shell, we will then be issuing the shares. If not, I don't know, we don't have an exact number right now, whether it's 100%, 80%, or what other percentage that we will be held by the current shareholders. But each of the shareholders in Sonora Gold will get shares in Auronas Gold when the time comes. So that means it's essentially a dividend to the shareholders. And I believe that is in recognition of the fact that a lot of our shareholders have been with us for many, many years. And we didn't get the benefit of the ownership of San Marcial back in the 2014 to the current era. Now we shall now take advantage of the fact that with the price of gold at $3,800, Cerro Caliche and Sonora Gold and the shareholders of Sonora will benefit from San Marcial in a dramatic fashion.
Yeah, if I can talk to all of my viewers and listeners, there's a lot of reasons why companies do this, if you would. One of the reasons is to raise capital. Another reason, you have two assets as opposed to the one asset now. So you're either more diversified, you have a new exploration company, if you would, that you can participate in, or you can, if you don't want that, you can sell it into the market as soon as it's listed. So I want to say thank you. As a shareholder, thank you. And then, what to all my viewers and listeners, think about it too. If you feel like you're going into a very highly bullish market that we have been, if that's going to continue, you're going to want to have every single gold stock that you can get your hands on. So, here's another asset that you can add to your portfolio. So, let me ask you, you this, Ken. So you bought the land rights or the mineral rights, the surface rights. I want to make sure I say this correct. Recently, it was on. Correct me. I think it was on the Sierra Prieto. Is that correct? Did I say that correct? Property.
Correct. This is Cerro Prieto Ranch.
Exactly. What was the importance of that, and tell me the implications that you have now moving forward with that.
Well, in
That's
Mexico,
another piece of big news.
you require two permits or two rights, sets of rights in Mexico. The surface rights, you need in order to build a mine. The mineral rights are needed in order to develop a mineral resource. Now, we had the mineral rights all the way from when we acquired Cerro Caliche back in 2018. And then we have the surface rights to explore. And these surface rights expired on July the 1st of this year. So we had to go in there and either renegotiate an extension to the exploration surface rights, or what's more appropriate, since we are intent of going into production, is to acquire the surface rights for building the mine. So we sat down with the rancher that owns the Cerro Prieto mine, or the Cerro Prieto ranch, sorry, and we negotiate a 25-year term for the surface rights.
The need to have the surface rights was imperative for Cerro Caliche to go to production. That was absolutely imperative. So when our lease came up to be renewed, we thought, okay, we're moving forward to production, and we therefore took a much longer lease. And the lease itself covers not just our project, but also the adjacent project, which currently has a lease until, I think, September 2028. That's Cerro Prieto. And then after that expires, the lease that we've secured with the landowner then gives us the surface rights to not only Cerro Caliche, but also Cerro Prieto. And so it will be then up to us and the owner of Cerro Prieto to negotiate terms for them to continue.
Excellent. I'm sure there's a backstory with all of that. I'll ask you that off camera, but I just want to say that was some shrewd business acumen from both of you on that. Let's go back to you. Well, let's stay with you, John. If anything that you want to leave our listeners and viewers with here, until I have you on again in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Yes, Andy, thank you for that opportunity. The main thing I think for your listeners and our shareholders to know is that we remain absolutely committed to moving Cerro Caliche forward as quickly as possibly and as quickly and efficiently as possible. Concurrently, the decision now to spin off San Marcial is a timing issue. And as to the question of why did you not do it before, it's because we focus. And every time we take an action as a non-revenue producing company, it costs money. Now, we've been fortunate that the insiders put up money. So that's good. So now we're at the stage where Cerro Caliche is moving forward. We maintain our commitment to be focused, but we're also recognizing as we move forward, San Marcial becomes a very valuable asset for all of our shareholders. And the decision to spin it off is that if we're in a situation at any time in the future where maybe Sonora Gold is acquired, the shareholders will then have an ongoing interest in that area through San Marcial. So yes, it's a dividend, but it's also being able to maintain an interest should in fact Sonora Gold not go to production and it's acquired by another party. And we've always said, if the price was right, we would put it to our shareholders for consideration. But there are so many factors, Andy, to be considered as we move forward. In the immediate future, updated mine plan, updated PEA, etc. So we're not really ready to consider any type of relationship with another company or Sonora Gold. But as we move forward, that may well happen. And that's why San Marcial timing is perfect.
Very well said and well, very well put. Do investors want to do research, do due diligence, or buy you? Where do they go and what exchanges are you traded on and what are your ticker symbols?
Yes, we're traded on the TSX Venture Exchange in Canada under the symbol SGO, and on the OTCQB in the United States under the symbol SMOFF, and in Germany on the Frankfurt Exchange under the symbol 23SP.
Got it. I'll put all of this in the show notes, both on YouTube, Apple Podcast, and Spotify. Gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure going all along this ride with both of you. We've had a lot of success, but that by no means is indicative of future success, but I do expect future success, if that makes sense. I'm looking forward to really the good times. The really good times seem to be right coming up upon us. So I really look forward to that. Thank you so much for your time, and I'd love to have you on again here in the next few weeks.
Thank you, Andy. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Andy. Yes, a true pleasure. Thank you.
It's always my pleasure. Take care, guys.